Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
This is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, all that good stuff. We do have a lot of K-pop stuff again this week, Haley. Are you surprised? Because I'm never surprised anymore at this point. I feel like it's just nonstop. Like we're just being showered and fed K-pop stuff, like left
every
and right.
Every day.
And maybe we should also tell you that you can listen and follow us on pretty much all streaming platforms. We are available pretty much on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere you're tuning in. Give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell. It always helps. Goes a long way, to be honest. And Haley, can they check us out on social media stuff?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
All right. Let's get started because we have some 17 to talk about. Some Aespa and Le Sserafim K-net drama, mm-hmm. I guess you could say, of course. Of course, K-nets are always causing some drama, And there's actually a lot of SM stuff we're talking about.
Yes.
About one of their biggest boy groups. Mm-hmm. And also, we have some stuff on their newest boy group, mm-hmm. which was pretty shocking. Like, good news.
Right, yeah.
And also, for the other group, bad news. Mm-hmm. Shocking bad news. Then, of course, we will end on Haley's favorite snacks, BTS and Stray Kids. Mm-hmm. And I think we should get started with comebacks. Let's see. Comeback schedule for the upcoming week. Let's see. March 8th, we kind of talked about it. They were teetering on the edge of, you know, like, when the podcast comes out mm-hmm. slash the next week. So, we're going to talk about it again. Psychers, they have their third mini album that's gonna be coming out
March 8th.
Did I not say March 8th?
You did.
If I didn't, March 8th. Yeah. Let's see. ZB1, Haley would of course know. They have a music video release. The title is in, is that hiragana? Yes. or
last time, yeah, it's in hiragana.
Okay,
it says yura yura, and I saw some teaser videos of it already that they released, and oh my god, it
did
sounds
it tease you.
Yes.
Oh,
it sounds really, really good.
Someone like, sounds
no, I'm not biased. It sounds like an anime song.
Oh, then you're even more biased.
It's a Japanese single, so that's expected. And like, they all look really, really good. Matthew has pink hair.
Oh,
I'm glad someone else like changed
finally.
Their hair color.
Yes,
it's not just Ricky with blonde hair.
And this is their music video release, so the MV releases, but the actual full album for the first JP single, comes out March 20th. Mm-hmm. Let's see. March 11th, Chungha has something coming out. I think it's a single also called Eeny Meeny. Did you know that it's featuring Hongjoon?
I did.
Leader Hongjoon from
so
80s.
Random, but
this
cool.
is pretty random, but that sounds... I'm looking forward to that because mm-hmm. obviously we like both of them a lot. So I didn't even know they were going to collab. That's pretty cool. Hongjoon out of nowhere. Also, Eeny Meeny. Speaking about that song, I like that that's the title because my other favorite Eeny Meeny song mm-hmm. is by Sean Kingston with Justin Bieber.
Oh my God.
Or should I say Justice Bieber, of course.
J. Biebs.
Let's see. March 12th, Wendy has her, or you know, of course, from Red Velvet, mm-hmm. Her second mini album for a solo. It's called Wish You Hell.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be good. March 15th, guess what? Tay, Mr. Man of Mystery.
Who should be in the army, you know. I mean, he is in the military, but I feel like we're getting so much stuff from him still.
So I don't, yeah, like I think they... Maybe, like, you were allowed to choose something to take with you to the military. He definitely chose his phone. Him and Jungkook, probably.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, Tae, V, whatever you like to call him by, Honey Buns, I don't even know.
Oh.
He will have his digital single mm-hmm. Called Friends.
With end in parentheses.
Dun, dun, dun. What does that mean?
Maybe they're going from friends to lovers?
Or is it the end of the friendship and they're done?
I think it's a love song, so...
Ooh, mm-hmm. betcha IU knows. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, hint. Also, Vicha, the same day, March 15th, will be having their second single, Only One. And it's not a cover from Yellow Card. gotcha. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Only One. They probably will end up doing, actually, March 15th, when is that? Oh, yeah, maybe they'll perform this at Twice.
Maybe.
As the openers. Let's see. You have some note here. About Gravity.
Yeah, because I think we did mention their comeback the last episode or so.
Yes.
And I listened to their song, mainly because Changbin did the dance challenge with one of the members.
Of course, there had to be a reason for you.
And that was
real
like,
reason.
Wow, this song is actually really good. So check it out. It's called Love or Die. And Changbin did the dance challenge with the member that waved at me when we were at KCON.
Yeah. At KCON? Wow, aren't you special?
No.
So indirectly, mm-hmm. that means Changbin and you have like been friends somehow. You're connected through a friend.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to connect the Delulu dots for you.
Okay, yeah.
But Gravity, I mean, I really enjoyed them too.
They
I think all of
songs.
Us, our whole group, mm-hmm. When we went there and we didn't know anything about Gravity.
Oogie
we're
Boogie.
Like, we're like, damn, they're pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have good songs. So Gravity was really awesome. I'm glad, that's like like we have talked about before. That's the fun part about going to something like KCON, because you are kind of forced to see and mm-hmm. listen to a lot of these other groups, and you're just like, whoa, wait a second.
Right. They're
this
really
is pretty
good.
Who is this? And then you look up at the screen, and it's like, it says Gravity.
Yeah, and I did actually listen to their full album that they dropped, and it's good.
I'm glad. What are their... I don't even know the fandom name, or I can't remember.
No, I have no idea. Like, I'm not...
We're not a Kravitian? Kravitian?
I don't know what it is because I just, you know, I'm very, very, very casual with them.
But and then we saw Rise, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know Rise because you know the fandom because I guess you are one, right?
I am.
We'll talk more details.
Officially now.
We'll talk more details on Rise because a little sneak peek for when we get to them at that point when we talk about like all the SM stuff. Guess what? Rise has... have updated their schedule for their FanCon tour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Haley is going to be very excited to talk about that update.
Yes, I have a lot on Rise.
So that we'll talk more on that after that in a little bit. And also D-Festa. we know D-Festa because it's Dispatch's like weird like stream concert shit mm-hmm. that we all
never
know.
Saw.
We know happened. We never saw, because I think it was only available. It was really hard to get a hold of or watch the stream. But it wasn't even really... Maybe the media and everything was like focused on it in Korea mostly. And that's why we didn't hear much more from it. But it happened.
It's like I never saw any of the performances of it. When I know you can buy the DVDs. But they were really expensive.
That's why. So it's like... And you probably can't upload it anywhere because they're mm-hmm. probably on their shit with
yeah.
that. But something about D-Festa is going on, Haley.
Oh, are we mentioning it now? So they're actually having an LA pop-up this summer. I think it's in the OC. I don't actually remember where it is, but it's in LA.
It looks interesting. You showed me a video. It reminds me of like the little exhibit they had mm-hmm. at Permission to Dance mm-hmm. for BTS in Vegas.
Yes.
Where it's like a little cool museum. But of course, because it's D-Festa, it's going to have like all the groups from D-Festa. It's insane.
A lot of groups,
Haley,
actually.
Tell me some groups off the top of your head.
Stray Kids, Twice, and Hypen. I can't remember.
Was BTS not there?
Oh, BTS. NCT. Oh, wow. I can't think of anymore. But there was like a lot. It was like whoever was...
They're like the big groups.
There's like a lot of groups that are for it. I don't know exactly what it is. There isn't a lot of information. But from the video that they dropped, it looks like those exhibits where you can look at photos of them on the wall. It's like a museum.
And you could take pictures like probably like up next to like there's kind of like tall, like as you know, like the actual height of members, right?
Yeah, there's like probably like photo ops and stuff like that. I mean, there'll probably be more about it the sooner it gets to summer, and then like when they release tickets, I'm gonna wait and see what it's like first for like other people.
Price, right?
No, I don't even know the price, but I want to see like what the actual exhibit is, because I know some of the BTS ones later on were really expensive, and they barely
they were
had
not
anything
worth it. It was crazy because the really cool one
was free.
Was the free one? Mm-hmm. You just had to sign up, and that was the really really
the one
cool
in
one.
Vegas.
Oh, yes, for Las Vegas. We're just talking about like the Permission to Dance tour.
Yeah.
And like they had a one where you could pay, mm-hmm. and the one where you paid really sucked.
Right. All you could take photos of is like them behind the scenes.
It was,
like you're taking a photo of a photo, basically.
It was such a shittier thing compared to the free one. The free mm-hmm. one, it feels like it should have been switched.
Yeah, the free one was really cool because it had photo ops for you like to... with Dynamite, Butter. It was just very
the exhibits
more
were really
interactive.
Cool.
Like they had the scene from Dynamite, you know, in the record store. Like you
yeah,
could take pictures
so cool.
with that. And then like they had these big TVs, and then you could dance with the BTS members in the elevator.
In the elevator. Oh, I did that thing with Tae, I think.
That's why.
I forgot about that.
That was it. So like they had a lot more stuff. I don't think the D-Festa one is going to be like this, but we'll see.
I mean, if it's at least a little bit more of that than the paid one, then mm-hmm. sure. We'll see.
We'll wait.
But nothing can be as bad as the BTS proof thing.
That one's horrible.
That was here in Hollywood. That was the worst.
Thank God you didn't have to pay for that one, because like that was legit one room, and then it was just clothes that you had to buy. And they weren't even
that
nice.
That was the worst thing ever. I can't believe people lined up like a long ass time for that.
It.
Mm-hmm. I would have been so pissed. Let's see. Oh, I do have a note here, because by the time we record the next podcast, Haley, mm-hmm. I would have finally seen NewJeans
in the flesh.
In the flesh, in person, because literally we're recording this like a day before when we usually record. Mm-hmm. Because tomorrow or Wednesday, March 6th, I'm going to be going with one of our friends, Kevin, to watch NewJeans and a lot of other artists. Especially, I'm excited to see Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, Kylie Minogue.
At the Billboard Women in Music Awards, which mm-hmm. Twice was in last year, and they performed, right?
Yes.
They were there. They're like, you know, it's the same exact setup, same venue, YouTube Theater, and I'm excited
to actually be
part of this.
Definitely going to perform. There's no way that they wouldn't have them.
There's no way they fly here just to get an award. They're 100% going to perform. I wonder what song. My money
OMG.
Is possibly... See, I'm either between OMG or Hype Boy. Or not Hype Boy. Super Shy.
Yeah,
I feel
maybe
like Super... Maybe they'll do every song.
Maybe
ETA.
Medley.
Oh, please.
I don't know.
Oh,
we'll
God,
see.
Please. So, yeah, that's what's going to happen. Me and Kevin are going there tomorrow. We also, because I think we'll have time to talk about it that we're going to go, because it's going to be, we're going to record again before we go to these next two events. Mm-hmm. But we do have IVE coming up, Haley. We have IVE, and we have the actual Barricade for IVE for this one.
Yeah, we do.
And we have a send-off. So I'm, fingers crossed, it's a send-off like the Dallas Blackpink that we got, where we met and talked to like each member.
I don't know. I've seen
maybe it's like in
videos of it. No, it's not like in Hypen. And Hypen's was really good, but
Hypen's was almost like the Blackpink thing that we basically did.
Yeah, IVE's is more like the Blackpink one later on when you couldn't really be close to them. Like, they just walk by and wave, basically.
Walk, all right.
They walk, we'll actually, see. They walk back and forth, so maybe you get to see them a little bit more. Them
twice. Yeah. Walk, one we'll towards us and one away. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. And that's pretty exciting. That's cool to finally get that. And, of course, one of the other main events for that weekend, Twice. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to finally see them again. I know a lot of lucky ones in Mexico were able to see them perform.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we're going to get to see more of the new album because the whole like new mini album hasn't released yet.
I hope so.
So I think we'll see more of that. It's going to be really cool. We're also Barricade. Mm-hmm. Like the Barricade's a little bit more like it's usually further because it's a bigger stadium and it's like.
Yeah, Allegiant is huge.
It's a huge venue. So it's like and it's wider and we're like kind of on the side.
Yeah.
So it's not like the best Barricade that you could get. But I mean. Barricade is Barricade. I am hoping to give Sana a t-shirt. Like, wish me luck, everybody. I have a Betty Boop Las Vegas t-shirt that will be coming in, and I will wear one, and I'm going to show it to her, and I'll have a matching one with her.
I hope that she'll be able to see it. Or, like, I hope the Barricade is kind of close.
I think they'll walk by. Well, we're, like, literally touching the Barricade from the back.
You just have to hold it up, and then you have to wait for her signal to, like, throw it.
100%. As soon as she sees the Betty Boop in Las Vegas... She's going to want it.
I will.
I can see her.
Record.
It's up to you and Casey. My sister is going to actually sit with us for the first time. We're sitting together at a K-pop concert. Mm-hmm. And it's like her main group too. And Sana is her bias too. So that's pretty cool. And we're sitting together. She better record me too. Because she owes me for recording her getting high touch from every member when they were at KCON.
She will. I mean, if not, there's me. I'm the wing woman.
We have. Yes, you're right. I have both of you.
I need to make space on my phone.
That reminds me, I need to delete a lot of stuff. Sorry, KCON, after this episode. Let's see. I think, we do have some more stuff to talk. Whoa. Okay.
We have too much.
Is it too much?
Bitch, yes.
Okay. Okay, you see this thing where I make a note to do like a break? Let's make a small break right here. Because I want to remind everyone that if you're still enjoying this podcast, and we haven't even gotten to the good, juicy stuff, to be honest. We got some juicy news in terms of like K-pop news, especially in the world of SM, including aespa, including SHINee, including RIZE. Mm-hmm. We have all this juicy stuff to talk about, but we haven't yet. But if you still tune in, and if you give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell, subscribe. I think I said that twice.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it because this is usually how it goes. We'll be talking about more of this. And also, don't forget to follow us on...
Oh, Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stan Podcast.
Wow, Haley, are you distracted?
Yeah, I was reading what's next.
Getting yourself prepared and ready.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's do it. You have something about 17 here?
Yeah, so we did mention this, I think, last podcast.
Yes.
That Scoops and Jung-han
are
back from their hiatus from being injured. But there was also, like, a recent announcement for Scoops and his military service. Because, as you know, like, it's getting closer for 17
it's
members.
It's almost time for them. Brace yourself.
To have to enlist, but Scoops has been exempted from military service after suffering his ligament rupture. So, like, the injury that he had was actually really, really bad.
Yeah, so the fact that he's excused 100%, this means it's bad. Like, what exactly was it? I'm reading it for the first time on...
Yeah, so Scoops suffered a knee injury in August last year.
Right.
And underwent surgery and treatment.
Right.
At the time, Pledis Entertainment, the agency, said Scoops injured his left knee while filming 17's content and was diagnosed with an anterior...
An ACL tear.
Yeah, so like the ones that the basketball players...
Were you about
players...
to literally say anterior cruciate ligament rupture?
Yes, ACL.
That's an ACL. I didn't know he tore his ACL. That's horrible. Yeah,
is
and a
he
ton
even
of...
going to be okay to dance
Yeah,
anymore?
you can recover. Okay. Kevin Durant torn his ACL and he's playing basketball.
Okay,
so
yeah,
he
basically...
should be fine, but he just needs to rest
they
a lot.
Won't let him go to and the military because of that.
So he went under ACL recon. That's crazy. Oh, I didn't know that. That's a big injury.
Yeah,
that's pretty huge. Okay,
he's exempt.
All right, there you go.
I mean, it's a good and a bad thing. I mean, it sucks for him, obviously, because he hasn't been able to be with the group for a while. Even during their Nana tour, he had to sit that out.
That's true.
So, like, it sucks.
But at the same time, at least he's going to be back. And mm-hmm. I think, like, it reminds me of, like, modified dancing stuff, just how mm-hmm. Felix did it when he had his spine thing?
Spine, yeah.
So, I mean, Felix is back now.
Yeah,
I know it's a different
fine.
Injury, but at the same time, like, he was able to do, like, modified dancing.
Yeah, not throwing his back out
yeah,
or anything.
So there you go. There's hope. As Scoops. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We do have... Oh, I have some Le Sserafim notes because it was pretty funny to see a ton of Le Sserafim stuff going on my feed mm-hmm. with them and recorders.
Yes.
Not flutes. Because I even saw some, like, big, like, media...
Oh,
companies
what?
Saying flutes.
Do they not know what a flute and a recorder
they
is?
They obviously
totally
don't know the
different.
Difference between instruments.
My
it's
goodness.
Obvious.
They sound so different too.
But I saw like major like magazine or whatever online magazine news
oh, what?
Networks saying
playing flutes.
I'm like, what? There's no flutes here. So yeah, they're playing with a recorder. I thought it was really funny, especially because they're like really posting this and they perform like they're posting them. Using
performing with it.
With it after, yeah. Like, when I think they won.
Yeah, the encore performance.
Yeah, so the encore mm-hmm. performance, they're playing recorded. It was funny as hell. I loved it.
It sounds horrible.
That's exactly why it's hilarious. It's,
yes.
It's awesome.
That's because how it sounds,
it's
though,
how it sounds
recorders.
Like if we played it.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, they've been doing the same thing, like the recorder challenge, I guess, on their official Instagram reels. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, too, because it just really reminds me of, like, I don't know,
middle
was it just
school.
Here? Was
no,
it in Australia?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's everywhere.
They taught us, like, it was mandatory to learn
right.
a recorder. We had to, like, go out and buy one. Mine was, like, Yamaha.
In elementary or middle school, like, we had to get... yours is Yamaha, too?
Yeah.
I think ours is... Mine was, like,
one.
Black and white.
Oh, I had a white one.
And it's crazy because, like, yeah, so we were all forced as kids to learn how to play this instrument.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was actually pretty okay at it.
I was good, too.
And I still have my recorder from elementary school.
I
showed it to Haley. Remember? You saw it?
Yeah. Hopefully
isn't that crazy?
Did you clean it out? I hope.
Oh, shit. I don't even want to know.
Oh,
I don't even want to know what's growing on that shit.
I remember
shit.
How they said they always have to clean it, too.
But, yeah, so I thought it's been super funny and, like, in a way, strange way, nostalgic
mm-hmm.
to see them doing this challenge because I love the fact that they're not good at it. So they're just, like, doing their best.
Right.
Like, they're hitting the notes, but it's just not
They're not covering the holes.
It's not doing it properly. Yeah, exactly. So that's been like super funny and like fun to like watch and see. And it's just like feels like Le Sserafim is everywhere on my feed. Like not just like, you know, like fan posts, but their official stuff. Like they've been doing so many dance challenges. Yeah. It's just I'm like hoping still.
I feel like they really enjoy doing those dance challenges.
If Changbin did Gravity and they're not even having a comeback, don't you think there should be hope somewhere? Like Le Sserafim with Stray Kids or something?
But he's like friends with them. That's
I guess.
So they probably became
BFFs at KCON. Oh.
They probably like contacted each other like, hey, can you do our dance challenge?
It's like, hey, Changbin, can you play the quote unquote flute for us?
I mean, I want him to do smarter.
You smart, Haley. Yes. Are you smart, Haley? I don't even know what the hell accent I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be a good dance for Changbin.
Yeah, because the booty.
Of course. Hula, I don't. Why haven't we? Where's Changbin?
I don't know.
See, that's why. It should be a bat signal.
He's on vacation,
that is like the bat signal for Changbin when there's a girl group dance challenge.
Right.
Changbin should just be there. Also about Le Sserafim. Okay, so there was some. We have two good news and bad news. I'll start with bad because I like leading with good. It sucks that I don't know if you've been seeing it, but Sakura has actually been getting a lot of like hurtful and like hate comments about her vocals lately comeback.
Like on her Instagram?
I think it's like, yeah, just like wherever K-Nets could find their way into like everything, basically. And I've seen it too, like even on Facebook posts or whatever. It's just like people are complaining about like her vocals.
What's wrong with her vocals?
Because I mean, like I can sometimes kind of hear it too.
They're not that strong?
Like maybe it's like not, doesn't flow well. I don't even know. Like, but in general, they're just complaining about it compared to the other members. Okay. And the shitty thing is like, you know, like she's been an idol for long ass time, first of all. And another thing is she's self-conscious about her voice already because she knows it's a unique voice, right? Mm. Like she has like more nasally kind of, it's a different type of voice. Even when she talks, it's really different. But it's not like it's bad or anything. It's like, it's definitely unique. It's almost like Jisoo, how she has like a unique voice too, right?
Well, yeah.
But the thing is, I think she's already self-conscious about it. So it kind of sucks more so. Because like, you got to admit that, especially having like Chaewon and Yunjin around, they have really good vocals, right? Like they're really like elite vocalists. But then, yeah, people were complaining, saying like Sakura's like bringing the, like think the like this comeback down. It's really it's so stupid, shitty, and it sucks because I feel bad because I know they see this stuff, right? Like
that
they eventually
sucks
see
too,
it
because like Sakura, I feel is like one of the nicest members.
Exactly,
she's, like, so
in
sweet.
All of K-pop, like for reals. And the thing is, like she's really older, right?
Yeah, well,
so it's like in terms of like you know her idol career,
right.
And it's like, you can't expect her to completely change her voice because it's not like she's still training. This is the kind of like already past that point. So this is like, it is what it is. I don't want to say plateau because you could always possibly like get better. But this is probably like how she's going to sound forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't know. Like people need to like chill. I don't even know why people are complaining about this. Like they can do the same shit these idols do. Let me see you dance.
They can't.
Dance the dances that Le Sserafim does.
And sing nicely.
And sing even half decent.
Right. You can't.
You'll be dying. You probably wouldn't even be able to talk. Right? So, yeah, that was really sad to see. But it's like, it's nice because obviously, like, you know, there's other fans on the other opposite spectrum. Just like.
Defending
her. And, you know, because I mean, like, especially because she came up as a J-pop idol. It's like, that's way different than K-pop.
Yeah.
That whole, if you think they're the same, they're not. Like, that whole world is different.
Right.
Even, like, the vocal training and the type of training, that dance training, completely different.
Mm.
And she was, like, doing that from, like, what, like, 12 to, like, 18, if not even older?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a while. Like, maybe even past 20 or something. Then she finally went into K-pop because IZ*ONE and so, and now Le Sserafim. But, yeah. Oh, the good news, though. That's why I want to do this. And we talk about good stuff about Sakura. Mm-hmm. As awesome as she is. Because we all know Sakura likes to do a little crocheting. That's her favorite hobby. So it's been really cool because remember we talked about how she made a beanie for Sana?
Yes.
So she ended up making beanies for all of Misamo, all her other fellow Japanesees.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really cool because Did you see there was a picture that popped up with Jihyo wearing the same beanie?
Because so she wanted one.
She wanted one. So she placed an order and then Sakura like made one for her. So I don't even know if it's true, but it's like apparently like in the K-pop idol community, there's people putting in orders for Sakura's like crochet like beanies. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And she like did even the tops for some of them too, like the Seraphim members. I don't know how to do crocheting. Is it crochet?
I mean, yeah.
It is, right?
I used to do it.
Oh.
Because my grandma taught me, like, knitting and crochet. Because, I mean, you've seen some of the stuff my grandma used to make.
Oh, your grandma did definitely make some cool
stuff.
Yeah.
But then, like, I don't remember how to do it now. But, like, I'm sure if I, like, read instructions, I could do it again. But, I mean, it's very, like, therapeutic almost. When you knit, it's just, like...
It looks therapeutic. Because I saw a video, too, like, of Sakura doing it. And she's just, like, enjoying herself. It's just, like... Probably like allows you to focus and like also get your mind off things and I wish I could put an order for it too. I would definitely wear one.
I mean,
my head's too big though.
Future
in the future, $1,000 beanie sold. But yeah, so that's what's going on. We could talk about more drama, mama, because we have Aespa's Karina. We did talk about how Dispatch just dropped the dating news. And we knew stuff was going to happen.
Right.
We knew that there was going to be backlash.
Of course. With any idol that dates, I feel like there's always going to be hate, which is so dumb because, like, let them date.
Like
what the fuck?
They're adults, too. But, you know, Delulu's and Sausangs. Is it Saesang? Sausangs. Sausages.
Sausages, yes.
So, yeah, like, we talked about that. Haley did already mention that people started unsubbing from her bubble, unfollowing her. There's even crazy stuff where, like, the reason we're going to bring this up is because Karina had ended up dropping today, actually, a public apology, handwritten letter in Korean, and posted it on her Instagram. Like, a full written, I don't know the full translation, but obviously it's
basically saying sorry.
It's a big apology to fans.
She's like,
and,
sorry I disappointed you, and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to work harder.
What? It's like, yeah, like kind of the generic thing at the same time, but. I mean, she's being professional, right? Like, it's better than not saying or doing anything, to be honest.
To be honest, she didn't have to apologize.
Yeah, okay, that's the other other point. It's nice that she shows that she cares about these assholes. I'll just call them assholes because that's what they are.
Leave her alone.
Like, she's at least doing this for you guys because the rest of us, we're just happy for her. Like, or like, it's just her life. Just let her do what she's still going to perform. She's still going to sing. She's still going to be a K-pop idol.
Right, because like a lot of these people were saying like, oh, you're jeopardizing your career.
How?
How is having a boyfriend
going to
jeopardize
your
career?
Because I'm not going to spend millions of dollars in albums on you. That's why.
Because they're like, oh, I don't
I'm
have
a rich,
chance with you
I'm
anymore.
A rich fan from China. And the reason why I bring up China is because fans, quote unquote fans in China have... purchased and like bought like all these crazy big like signs that like you know those are like the marquee scrolling or like signs that like light up.
Yeah,
it's not even just a regular poster.
Right,
it's like full on like a big lit up sign, and it's like saying that that Karina owes them an apology. Like what the fuck? She owes you nothing. She owes you nothing. Like these people are. This is the Delulu, like the straight up, like they're just full on injected with Delulu, right? So this is where this is what Sausang say sausage territory.
The thing is, like, I feel like this. I get it because this happens in like Japan pop culture as well. They're
yes,
more
what
crazy
like what
too.
Anime series you like?
Huh?
The anime series,
Oshinoko.
Yeah,
but then basically, like when the idol. Is found out to be dating, like the fans don't want anything to do with them anymore because like it just crushes their dream
of
and,
what
like,
you had no chance
fantasy.
Wait,
but it doesn't matter for
you
them.
You have no chance
because like if they're single, yeah, I still have a chance. But
oh,
then if they're
no.
together with someone else, there's no chance anymore. So like they get really, really.
Let me
crazy.
Drop the ball on this to a lot of you. Well, probably actually most of our listeners are probably
sane.
Okay, they're like. You guys are mostly chill, but if there's a 1% out there, don't, like, we don't have a chance. Like, you should not think of it as, oh, I think I have a chance because she's single or
like,
not
even,
dating.
Even if
or
you're
he's single,
rich or something.
It
like,
doesn't mean you have a chance. Just, you have to think about it realistically.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say negatively. Think about realistically that you don't have a chance.
I mean, yeah, there are some instances where normal people do end up dating a K-pop idol. I've seen it.
Yeah, it's not like it doesn't exist.
But it's like, I don't know. I mean, with all the millions of fans that they have, you really
the chances are still very
it's
like,
very very slim.
You should
but
think
yes,
of it
maybe
the other
it's
way.
Like 0.0000%. But then still, I mean, this is just crazy to have her apologize for being in a relationship.
Yeah. So I mean, I feel bad. So sorry, Karina, for that. But she, I mean, there it is. And I'm still looking forward to when we finally see them again in concert, because it's I feel like it's been a while, and also because they were supposed to be here for that other concert that is now like Firefest that didn't happen, though. The Crazy Super.
Were they coming?
Wasn't it? Yeah, Espo was going to be on both days.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know what happened to that. They just dropped off the face of the earth.
Let me just say, I'm hoping that the man, the guy with the bouquet of flowers that went to Espo's showcase and he was near us and wanted to give the flowers to them, right? Mm. I hope you're doing okay, because I remember he got so sad because he couldn't give his flowers to Karina, because they left the stage already.
Yeah.
And he was just holding it, and my, like, heart dropped. I felt so bad for him. I hope you're okay.
Yeah, and the security was like, yeah, I can take them, but they'll probably end up in the trash.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God. It was like the worst ending for him. Mm-hmm. So, my guy, shout outs to you. This one's for you. I'm going to pour one out. Let's talk about more sad news in the world of SM, Haley. What is going on?
So this one just came out of nowhere, too. Like, I had no idea that this would ever happen anytime soon, because, like, they've just been performing and had their tour.
All the OGs.
Talking
here we
about
go.
SHINee.
Yes.
So Onyu and Taemin are not renewing their contracts with SM Entertainment.
Specifically SM Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. So Taemin is reportedly joining BPM Entertainment. This is a smaller company. It houses Viviz, the girl group that does Maniac.
Maniac.
And then as for Onyu, we don't know. It seems that Ki and Minho are still with SM Entertainment as of now, because it seems like Ki is dropping a new single or something.
It seems like Ki is the favorite child from SHINee, if anything, because I feel like he always has stuff coming out.
But then, like, according to the agency, SHINee's activities as a group will still continue under SM Entertainment, even though that the members will be doing individual activities and, like, different agencies.
Is this
and stuff.
Like Blackpink then?
Maybe, or, but, and Monster X?
But then the way, like, they dropped out of the agency, because I know Blackpink, like, the members except for Rosie.
Yeah, because, like...
Like, they dropped out in terms of, for individual contracts.
Yeah, but they ended up renewing, did they?
As a group. But then, like, so SHINee, maybe there's no renewal as, like, a group.
Not yet.
But they said they're still, like, gonna do...
In discussions.
The thing is, the when you bring this up, it's the same shit that sounds like Big Bang. We'll still be as a group, but doing our own shit.
There's no fucking Big Bang
See,
anymore.
So that's what... This is not good for SHINee still.
This sucks, because, like, honestly, like, SHINee was, like, one of my favorite second-gen groups for the longest time. And then, like, they never actually came here for a big tour. They had one in 2017, but I think it was, like, at a small-ass venue. And then they never came back. I just don't know why they've been having tours everywhere else in the fucking world except for the U.S.
Maybe the market in Asia is just way stronger and, like, it's easier to travel and
but
all that stuff.
But we would want to see them. Taemin came, at least I got to see Taemin at KCON last year.
Well, thank God we went.
Fuck. I mean, that's probably the
as
only
much as
time
it, it was
him.
The other way around. That man wanted to get off the stage as soon as possible.
Disappointing. But yeah, so that's that information. We'll keep you updated, because, like, it's still, you know, in the talks, like, what's going to happen to the group as a whole.
And then, or we might not talk about it because nothing's going to happen. Haley, we do have another boy group that is coming up and coming from SM Entertainment as well.
Yes, RIZE.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness, what?
They're coming here to LA.
I can't believe it, actually.
Which is fucking crazy, because
I thought this whole thing that they were doing was going to just be like Asia.
Yeah, so like it literally is only Asia. So I'm talking about the fan con tour Rising Day, and the locations that they have been doing or like are going to do is obviously Seoul, Korea. They'll start there, then they go to Tokyo, Hong Kong, Taipei, Manila, Singapore, Bangkok, Jakarta. And so like that's all like Asia. But then they're coming here to LA.
This is one drop and one stop, I mean, in LA. Yeah. There's like nowhere else.
Nowhere else in the US.
In the world.
Right.
Like North America, South America, like these continents. It's just all Asia and then one North America, which is LA. And guess where we live, Haley?
LA.
We live in LA County.
But then this is so crazy because like Rise is even fucking coming here for like, I know it's like a small like showcase thing, but then where the fuck did Shiny didn't even come here? Like at least Rise, like they're going to come here to LA. I know they already came to KCON.
Did you buy your...
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you have your membership.
I am an official Breeze now.
Ooh, oh congrats. Congrats. Because with their official membership, they actually do have perks where you can purchase for a pre-sale opportunity. When does their tickets go on sale?
So it's actually going on sale on Thursday for a pre-sale and then Friday for general public.
Well, that reminds me. Can I just bring it up really quick?
Yeah.
I use... A concert for here in North America is also going to be released this Thursday as well. So we got a lot of stuff coming up.
Funny you've mentioned IU.
K-pop is ramping up.
Because she's in this news with Rise quite a bit. So anyway, like, yes, I have decided to go to their showcase. It's going to be actually on May 20th. So it's a while from now, but then the tickets are already going on sale.
Because, are you going to try to get Barricade?
I'm trying to get anything because, like, frick, it's for AXS, which is the most shittiest ticketing site ever.
We thought Ticketmaster was bad.
No,
Ticketmaster's they're just assholes because they up price everything.
Yeah, they're just, like, fucking greedy as fuck, but at least their site is good. But AXS is just a nightmare to freaking get tickets from there. Because you can't choose your seats.
It's difficult to
use. Because we have to get our tickets from AXS for KCON.
Plus, they also keep thinking we are bots. Oh, and then they lock us out.
I'm scared. What happens if that happens again?
Well, hopefully it doesn't happen as bad because not a lot of people will probably have the membership for the presale.
We'll see.
Fingers crossed.
Because Rise doesn't have a lot of songs right now, they literally have maybe 5 or 6 songs. They don't even have like an actual album yet, but then they're going to be releasing one hopefully before this tour starts in May, but then they're also releasing an official light stick. And their light stick is pretty damn cool.
I was gonna say, this light stick is pretty sick.
It's the PG version of Epic High's middle finger light stick, basically.
It's a cool version.
Yeah.
Because it is in the shape of a finger gun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a weeb like us, an OG weeb, and you know Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yes.
It's shaped like Yusuke's spirit gun, except like in like glove form. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah. So like. I guess they chose that symbol because, like, they've always used it since debut. It's like they point their finger to the sky because, you know, rising up kind of thing. Point
rise
to
up lights.
Yes.
Did I say rise up lights or did I say razor blades?
Rise up lights. Wonbin's birthday is on March 22nd.
Oh, yes. Wonbin. Who's that?
Oh, is this a random person? Bias from Rise.
Oh, you're talking about Hyunjin and Minji's son.
Yes, exactly. He really looks like a mix between Minji from New Jeans and Hyunjin from Stray Kids. Like, if you look at him now, especially because he's blonde, I'm like, what the heck? Why does he look like them so much?
That is their child.
Right.
Or you could, if you don't want to go that route, you could just say that looks like their youngest brother, for sure.
So speaking of IU, Rise was actually the special guest at her concert on March 3rd.
So that's what blows my mind. IU had New Jeans and then Rise. So it's like, what, different artists every day?
That's amazing.
You gotta go every day then.
I didn't even know that Rise was gonna be their special guest for one of the days.
That's freaking cool.
And then I saw like them wearing like a tie that said Rise times IU. And I was like, wait. What the fuck is this? And because, like, I thought they were just performing at, like, some other music show, but it was actually for her concert.
That was crazy.
And then
the dance challenges.
Yeah, so IU did her first dance challenge that isn't actually her song. So she danced to Rise's Love 119.
Of all the different groups, I don't think I would have been able to guess her first dance challenge would be with Rise. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so, and she was, like, she had a huge Rise, what is it, like those duffel bags that she was doing the dance with.
Yes.
Another thing that's pretty interesting is that one of the members, Anton from Rise, so he posted a photo of himself with IU on their official Instagram account. And then after it, he posted one of them again, but when he was like freaking a child.
That's so cool, to be honest, like. He met her, like, really young.
So Anton said that he first met IU 14 years ago because his father is a songwriter. So, like, they got reunited, I guess, 14 years later.
That's so cool. I wonder what IU said about that when they saw each other.
So Anton had actually posted, too, and said, like, when I first met IU Nuna, she gave me banana milk. I was young and
always
shocked.
Banana milk. Where's Jungkook? Oh, man, Jungkook could be so upset.
Jungkook
could be so upset. Jungkook. Banana milk
is his favorite. Oh, I'm sorry,
rubbing
Jungkook.
It in his wounds.
Shit. So IU gave, she's like, she gave me banana milk when I was young. But I was young and shy, so I pretended I didn't know, and I put on my earphones. That was 14 years ago, and to guest at her concert with Rise now is fascinating and is truly an honor. So, like, that's pretty cool. So they do have, like, a back history, I guess.
That is
maybe that's
insane.
Why she invited them to the...
I mean, that could
maybe,
be
because,
extra
like, I know
reason.
With New Jeans is because, like, she's obviously in love with them.
Well, but then, I don't know. Did Rise show up on Palette?
They
were never on Palette yet, right?
But okay. New Jeans was.
New Jeans, that's how they got close. Like, New Jeans. Plus, IU is a fan of New Jeans already, too. And vice versa, right?
Yeah.
I mean, every idol is a fan of IU.
Of course.
To be honest,
like,
at this
she's
point.
The queen. And then... You said so many idols and celebrities at IU's concert.
Yeah,
I didn't
like,
see.
There was so many, like, even like Lisa. I saw like screenshots of like
right.
ITZY members were there. They're just in the crowd and just taking pictures like everywhere. What's up?
Speaking of Lisa, she actually went to SHINee's.
She went
concert.
To SHINee's too. People thought she
and also Taylor Swift.
People thought she was not gonna go Taylor Swift and went. Or was going for just Taylor Swift, but then she ended up at SHINee.
And then
the next
day,
fucking
she
went
to
Taylor Swift.
And then it's, people were giving, you know, because at Taylor Swift, you exchange friendship bracelets. And
that
someone
was so
gave
cool.
theirs to Lisa.
Can
and she was so happy
that?
To get it.
That's freaking insane.
Because, yeah, like, I feel like Taylor Swift concerts is kind of like the raves, like, Plur kind of thing. Like, they switch.
Yeah.
It's basically that. So, like, you trade bracelets that you make. But imagine trading one with Lisa.
Gosh,
that's freaking crazy.
We need to make some. It's too late.
It's too late.
For like all the groups that we're about to see.
Right.
Ah, devastated. I wish I thought about it sooner.
I know.
Haley and I are looking at each other seriously.
Damn.
Like, what the fuck? We got Ive. We got, well, New Jeans that won't count technically, but we got Ivan twice.
I want to give one to Wonbin.
Oh, goodness.
Just kidding. Okay. That's it for that section.
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah. So time for another bathroom break, another water break, whatever you need to do.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is where I remind you again, you're still here tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast with me, Joko, and of course, Haley. And we are available pretty much on all podcast streaming platforms. So give us a like, rating, subscribe wherever you're tuning in. That always helps. And we have a lot of cool videos from concerts on our social media stuff, Haley.
Yes, on Instagram. Because TikTok sucks now, because honestly, they muted all our freaking videos.
They muted so many people. It's so like content mad. Creators in general.
I was like, we always... Even like we,
the, go ahead, sorry, I was go
like,
ahead.
We always say such good stuff about TikTok being like so good with the videos and stuff. And now because of that whole freaking thing with TikTok and like...
It's ruined.
Like taking off all the music. Even, like everything is muted.
Even muting like official accounts like Stacey's own songs.
Well, all of Blackpink's are all of Blackpink's muted.
Are gone. It's like it's
Twice, gonna be a barren, needs,
it's gonna like, be a wasteland.
When I go through all my videos like on the account, I'm like, what the fuck? It's all muted. Like, what's the freaking point?
It's ruined.
So we're posting just on Instagram.
On
now.
Instagram. Yeah. So not TikTok and Instagram. It's just Instagram. Plus, that's also where we DM with a lot of listeners and we go back and forth. We have fun sending reels to each other and laughing and having a ball. Simping. Yes,
simping
Haley, for
good
sure.
Time.
Yes. Simping good time.
So BTS segment.
Oh, here we are.
So August D-Day.
August D-Day. Oh, Haley.
Will be in theaters April 10 and 13 worldwide. Just check your local theaters for that.
There you go. I don't even know what it's. Is it just Yoongi's tour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just for Yoongi. So they're just playing the concert, whatever, which one was like pre-recorded.
Kind of like how what we did when we watched like BTS.
Yes, exactly.
But will there be Screen X?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know, but I still can't get over the Screen Black X experiences. Pink. That was really cool. Blackpink. Even, didn't we watch BTS? Was it not Screen X?
Oh, it was.
It was, right? Because it was crazy. I think that was the Screen X in Oxnard or something.
Which? I'm trying to think which concert that was. That Permission to Dance?
No, it was the free one in Busan.
Oh, Busan. That's right.
My memory is better than yours? Damn. This whole time you made me... You made me think that my memory sucked.
Okay,
so you've been implanting memories. Yes.
Anyway, so check that out if you want to see it. And then, so this was very, very random.
Oh,
but also very, very, it made me so excited and, really happy.
This was not on anyone's bingo card for this year.
So I'm talking about V and Jackie Chan.
Yes.
The Jackie Chan.
Yes.
Did a commercial for Sim Invest together. And then V was teaching him dance moves. And Jackie Chan was teaching V martial arts.
Art moves. That was pretty cool.
I was like, this is so cute. Very random, but I love it.
It was freaking
I love Jackie
awesome.
Chan.
That was freaking... Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't?
I'm a huge Jackie Chan fan, growing up.
Right.
For reals. I had... The DVDs, yes, we had DVDs back in the day. I even had, I think, a VHS of one of his movies. Ah, I love Rush Hour.
Rush Hour.
Haley knows I love Rush Hour 2, the goated movie.
So, moving on. So, we mentioned that Tay would be releasing a digital single, Friends, on March 15th. It's going to be 1 p.m. KST. But I wanted to talk about, what exactly the song genre is gonna be.
It's
gonna be a pop soul R&B genre.
Ooh, interesting.
I'm really excited because I mean these songs are really good and soothing, it seems. But it basically is a witty romantic song and it's gonna be all in English.
Wow.
And then yeah. I can't think of it. The album cover for the digital single is all pink, which is really cute as well.
Is this pink?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the design for it.
Oh.
It's just a pink.
It's pink. It says Friends pink. I think it's black and pink.
Oh.
Like the colors.
Black pink, you said. Maybe it's for Jenny.
A vivid pink background that hints at the song's sweet mood. That's how they described it on Weverse. So also, Jin, he made a post on Weverse.
The man.
That said D-100. So he has 100, from this recording, it's probably 98. 97 days. Now we're in double digits. Till he comes there. Back.
He's going to save us all.
Oh my God.
From the Delulus.
He's going to slap you, basically.
I can't wait. Put us in our place, Jin. I hope he has another song about a random fish. Super Salmon.
So I'm hoping that like when he comes back, because all the other members did actually drop their like own albums. I know Jin did Astronaut, but then like I want him to have like a full album like the other members did. So he needs to be doing something when he comes back.
That's
so.
What you hope for? I'm going to hope for when he comes back. That he becomes a Twitch streamer.
That he does rage games.
That he becomes a freaking video game streamer and, like, just, yeah, does rage games, like, adventure games, like, anything.
I want more Maple Story content.
Yeah, there you go. Isn't he, like, technically can work for them? You know, he's an ambassador, but maybe he's an employee now, too. So, there you go.
I just always remember him stealing the pink bean, like, cut out. Well, not stealing. They told him they could take it.
And that's from one of the episodes where, like, I guess they follow BTS members doing stuff. And yeah, Jin had that.
Like he went to a mini series.
He had a series going to Nexon, mm-hmm. which is the parent company for MapleStory, because mm-hmm. he loves MapleStory. He grew up on that shit.
Yes.
And it was awesome. So if you haven't watched it, you should watch it. Because I honestly, when he attended that meeting and he was having that meeting and he was like, had all the different PowerPoint slides, all of that made sense.
Well,
like
it made sense to us.
He was serious about it.
Yeah.
Like he went in serious mode, not like goofing around, like knowing what players would want. And it's crazy because I feel like the higher ups that were there with him were like, oh shit,
They're very impressed with him.
He's like onto something and he's being serious.
For him to like make the game
better overall.
For like the players, basically,
since he's a player himself. Mm-hmm. Not that kind of play, not a player, but
game,
like a player
gamer.
But yeah, it's really cool because you know, Jin, he really does love video games and all that, so he's passionate about
yes,
it.
Yes, he
once
is
he has
very
once
passionate.
He's passionate about it, he gets really into it, so yes. it's awesome. Just like how he got really passionate recently before he, you know, went off to the military with like making alcohol.
Oh
right?
yeah, he made his own alcohol.
I want him to make me something. Because apparently all the shit he makes ends up being really strong somehow.
Yeah, so I'm excited for him to come back and let's see what he has
more,
in
more
store
mini-series
for us.
And streaming. Please, more rage games. That was like the
I
best.
I miss him. Like, he's so funny. So moving on to Stray Kids.
Oh, it's time.
It is time. So I'm going to start off with a lot of Bang Chan news.
Ooh.
I don't know if you saw these videos, but he sent them on Bubble, but they went around everywhere on Instagram and TikTok. He sent two videos of himself lifting.
Is it deadlifts? Is
yes.
it deadlifts? Are you sure? Not curls? Or
what is the one where you just pull it like this?
Yeah, so he's deadlifting.
That's deadlift. Like you don't just put it above.
Can I do it?
Like this?
Yeah, that. Is that a deadlift?
Yes.
Okay. So he did... He sent two videos of himself deadlifting.
Well, that's why his back and his booty is like that.
Do you know how much he fucking lifted? 140 kilograms and 160 kilograms. For me to put that in perspective, in pounds, that's 308 pounds and 352 pounds. That's fucking... That's freaking heavy.
I did that in high school. Do you know that? No. I can't do that anymore because I would have to go to the hospital.
That's why. But like the video that he sent, it was like you could see all the veins in his arms, then his neck, and his face looked like he was going to explode.
Yeah, that's
like,
hard. That's a lot, though.
I was like, please be careful. That was like actually scary to watch because I was like, he could lift it, but I could see him struggling because that's freaking heavy. I don't even know how
that's
you lifted that.
That's why
that
I like his buns. He got the buns, the cake.
Like you, basically.
It's called cake power.
It's the cake power. Basically, he said that he wants to perform shirtless again, but his body is not ready yet, so it's not perfect. So he's not going to do it.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm like, how much more perfect can you get, Bang Chan? I don't know. Like, because he thinks that his performance for Wolfgang was not good. Like, what the fuck is wrong with his body there? It's so good.
He's more fit now, to be honest, too.
He is.
He's, like, more, like,
but
like
then for
cut.
Him to even, like... I guess it's because it was a competition and you just have to fucking go all out. Maybe that's why. I
remember him working out in the back before they went out.
He's like trying to pump
his muscles up. Yeah, I get it. I did that shit too when I was in that, like, in my college years, we had a Hawaiian group. And we had to do, like, perform luau, and obviously all the guys were topless.
Yeah.
So it's funny because when all the guys, we had to perform right before our performances, we would all do a bunch of push-ups in the back, just get super pumped.
So Bang Chan, he also released a Stray Kids record called Eternity. So he did say that this was about stays, but I'm pretty sure it's not about stays, and it's about his dog, Barry. Because the lyrics are very questionable.
Ooh, how questionable. Wait, if it's questionable, why would you think it's for Barry? What is he talking about, Barry?
No. It's questionable that it would be about stays, because it's obvious that, like, it's about a dog.
Oh, okay.
So, like, basically,
that'd be weird if maybe he thinks of us as dogs.
Because he's kind of into that. But then, listen. But he said, I've known you ever since the day we were kids. Did we fucking know him when we were kids? No. The way you wake me up in bed. I hope this never ends. I'm lucky that you're my best friend. Have I ever woken Bang Chan up in bed?
This is DeLulu's. It's for the DeLulu's.
What?
Remember, he's the master DeLulu himself.
I'm never letting go. Let's go on a little walk. See the world outside. And then the whole video is of him walking Barry, his dog. So I'm pretty sure it's about Barry.
Yeah, it's about Barry for sure.
But imagine
walking us? Is that what he's trying to make us think?
Are you gonna put me on a leash, Bang Chan? But then, like, he was on Bubble. He was like, the song is dedicated to stays. And then I
get the fuck out.
I listened to the song and I was like, what?
Get out of here. You don't have to. Not every song has to be dedicated to us.
Right. So I was like,
be real with us.
Barry, which is very sweet because Barry's old now too. I think she's almost like 10.
Oh, Barry.
Oh, Barry, she's so cute. He always says that he misses her too. Like, randomly on Bubble, he'll just be like, I miss Barry. So there's a lot of fashion show news because of the Paris Fashion Week.
Yes. So many idols everywhere. Like, I think today I literally saw a picture with Wonyoung, Momo, and Minnie all together. Like,
just attending, right?
Yeah, like they're sitting together or taking pictures together. It's just so much going on. I know I saw Chewy with Jihyo for Gucci next to each other. And that means Hani's should have been there, but obviously she's here.
Right. That's true. So Seungmin actually attended his first fashion show. I don't know how to pronounce this. Is this Loewe?
It looks like Lowe's. Like
Loewe?
It looks like the hardware store.
For the brand Loewe, I think that's how you pronounce it. He was really happy because, like, this is the first time that he's attended a fashion show alone. And he knew that all the fans, the stay, were there just for him.
He's like, wow.
He is so
people
happy.
People like me. I'm
Shut just up. But he was also dressed in a really, really fluoro bright green top. And it was very fluffy. Like,
you know,
furry.
Who gave that to him? I bet it was JYP.
Oh, God. No, it's from the brand. But yeah, he seemed very happy. And I think you posted one of the clips where he was with I think she is a model.
Yeah,
but basically,
oh my
she
God.
Had a jacket, but nothing on underneath.
Super
so, like,
inner boob.
Her boobs are showing, like, her.
The inner boobs.
Her
like,
inner boobs
you can
showing.
See the under and inner boobs so much.
So, like, Seungmin was asked. Out. He was actually sitting next to them during the fashion show, but then they wanted to take a photo with Seungmin, and you could tell that he didn't want to look in that direction. He couldn't even
He's
make
fighting,
eye contact.
Fighting for his life.
He's like, I can't look at the photo.
Don't look. Don't make eye contact. Don't look down. Don't look down. That's all I can imagine. It's like, don't look down.
He was so, because, like, this is his first fashion show, and even, like, the interviews and stuff that he was doing, he seemed very awkward and shy, which is normal.
It's a good thing he's really good at English, though.
He is.
Like, super fluent, to
right.
be honest, now.
And then, I mean, like, Felix was like that before, too. His first fashion show without Hyunjin.
Let's not get started with that. I remember that.
He was so nervous. Oh, my God. Look at him now.
Look at him now. Walking.
Oh, my God.
In
so
the fashion show for Louis Vuitton.
Huge because, yeah, he walked as a model for Louis Vuitton. And no one knew about it. We thought that he was just going there to attend like he usually does, but he was one of the freaking models.
The video you sent is so funny because when it was up close when Felix was walking by, and it looks like he was about to smile or laugh.
Because you know, like the models, when they walk, they have very like stern, serious faces.
He's doing it.
He is.
He's trying to. He is. But then there's that moment where you can see he's like, shit, don't break.
Don't break. Don't smile. Don't smile. We're not at a straight kids concert.
I wonder if it's because he knew who was holding the camera. So he's probably...
Oh, maybe.
It's probably like one of the managers or someone. Maybe he asked to hold or record for him or something.
Yeah. But this is huge because, like, he said that this has been a dream of his to actually be a model and walk on a runway.
Oh.
And for him to do it for LV in Paris.
Right, he could check it off his list.
What the frick, Felix?
That means Lisa was watching him walk because Lisa was there for Louis Vuitton,
sure.
too.
I saw her photos,
I can imagine. Oh, I wish someone captured Lisa in the crowd, like, when Felix walked by.
I mean, maybe they did. We haven't seen, like, all, like, the fan videos because those were all by, like, official, you know, accounts for, like, magazines
right.
and stuff like that.
We didn't
that.
See, like the stands, like, in mm-hmm. the crowd. You're right. There's probably someone holding something somewhere.
And then also, I.N. was another one who attended Paris Fashion Week, and he was there for Alexander McQueen. He looked very, very anime looking.
Like an anime character.
Like a vampire anime character. I was like, damn, okay. I.N.
How ironic is that since he's such a big Enhypen fan?
That's true. He went to their concert. But
the biggest Enhypen fan is I.N.
But yeah, he looked really good. Honestly, I feel like these days Seungmin looks more like the Mongnae compared to Ian. I feel like he matured way faster than Seungmin for some reason.
He just had like a super glow up.
He did. And I feel like it has to do a lot with like his chiseled jaw and like cheekbones. He just looks very mature.
Yeah, that could cut paper. That shit is sharp.
And then one last thing here, random, but Lino gifted Ian a huge tortoise shell pillow for his birthday. It basically looks like a Blast Toys, like
that's awesome.
Like basically it's like one of those pillows that you climb inside and then like a sleeping bag almost, but it looks like a Blast Toys shell. And yeah, so Ian posted a photo
cool.
of it on his bubble, and he's like, Lino gave this to me for my birthday.
He's like, look at this shit.
I mean, he's like, wow. Yeah, that's it.
Mic drop. All right. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff always going on. A lot more stuff that we have to talk about next week is going on in the week after that. So, Haley, are you okay?
Yes.
Are you okay?
I am
Breathe.
Okay. My leg was just cramping because I was sitting on it for
so
long.
You look so emotional. Like, you're so happy.
That is over.
So, yes, thank you, everyone, for joining us. As always, this is the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday, we have a lot of K-pop stuff to talk about. Always a lot of fun. Give us a like, a rating with, you know, it takes a little bit more time, but we appreciate the time because it goes a long way. We read and we look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It helps promote the podcast. And also, Haley will tell you what you can do and where you can check us out.
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. I mean, you can still check out our TikTok, but a lot of the videos are muted. I'm really annoyed with that, to be honest. Every time I go on there, I'm like, fuck.
Son of a bitch. But yeah. That's disappointing. But yeah, check us out on Instagram because we do like posting a lot of different random reels that we see, always K-pop mm-hmm. related. And then you can always send us a DM. It's open to simp about and talk, you know, K-pop. Even like we've had a lot of listeners
mm-hmm.
tune in and even ask questions about concerts mm-hmm. and everything. So, yeah, you can talk about anything with us K-pop related.
Yes.
So go for it. So thank you, as always, for joining us. And till the next episode, everyone, please take care. Stay safe. And as always, peace.
In Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.